You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So meningitis is it's a disease that is caused by infection and infection around the brain or the membrane of the brain. So the membrane is the layer around the outside of the brain. So it's infection around there which can lead to things like septicemia, which is an infection in the bloodstream, or pneumonia and those sorts of things. It strikes unexpectedly and quickly often, and often without warning, I guess. So it can kind of look like it's something else. It is very hard to pick up. So it's one of those things, one of those illnesses that you don't want to sort of delay seeking medical help for, but it is very easy to think it might be, you know, you're just feeling unwell type thing, and we'll see how it goes. So it's something that is becoming increasingly sort of on our radar, I guess.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but this is typically an infection that's associated with babies and children.
Yes, it is also, you know, it also does affect babies and children, but it is, and you know, as we've seen for a wee while now, it is affecting our teen.
So I've seen the data, and that it's the cases for Kiwi teens and young adults has increased by 88% from last year. So are we seeing this infection shift more towards that range of people?
It seems that the research is showing that. Whether it is increasing because there's more people going to universities, there's more chance of picking these things up, these illnesses up. So yeah, it is probably increasing. Like I say, it's, and post-COVID and things like that, I guess, you know, all of our social, you know, festivals and all those sorts of things are all happening again. And so whether that has something to do with the increase just recently, you know, is that these sorts of events are happening again, you know, and often that's where these things can be picked up.
I've seen that the vaccine was previously funded for those with reduced immune function or people who have been in close contact of those with meningococcal. What is the vaccine like now, and what do you think it takes for a vaccine to get more funding?
The vaccines that we've got at the moment, I mean, if it was in an ideal world, it would be amazing if everyone, you know, was entitled to a funded vaccination, but unfortunately at the moment they're not. And I guess I'm not too sure. I mean, I don't sort of go too much into the details of how these things are funded and things like that, but I would imagine it, as often does, it comes down to a money decision maybe. Like I say, they are expensive, and especially if you have more than one student, more than one daughter or son at a school, it can be a real cost. I'd like to see them, if they're not funded, it would be nice if they were a wee bit cheaper than what they were.
What are they currently?
And I guess it might vary very slightly, but for a Menectra vaccination, I think it's about $150. Bexsero is around the 290 mark. That covers two vaccinations in that. So there's three in total that the students get for.
Right, that is quite costly, yeah.
It is costly, you know, in today's world as well, I guess, as a family, if you're looking at ways to sort of, you know, it's hard enough just getting your groceries, let alone, you know, it's those sorts of things might be seen as a luxury, which is a shame. It shouldn't be how it is.
For me personally, as a tertiary student, meningitis isn't something that I would have considered previously as to be a concern for myself. Do you think this is something that needs more awareness, especially those going off to, say, university halls?
Yes, I do. And I guess, unfortunately, you know, probably in recent years, the only times that it gets the promotion that it sort of needs is when, you know, unfortunately, we have a case of meningitis at one of the universities or something like that. So It's yes, and that's why I try and do as much as I can, you know, for our students before they leave our school. I try to equip them and their families with as much information as possible. But yeah, it's one of those things that I am quite passionate about. You can certainly see how, you know, creating an awareness for that kind of thing is really valuable.